In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in, everybody. Happy Friday to you. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Thanks so much for being here. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. That's Ben Higgins, friendly neighborhood sports anchor. And some really sad news to open the show with this morning, kind of kicking around how we actually wanted to talk about this. But when I logged in this morning, I had seen a statement on Twitter from the Columbus Blue Jackets, who you guys may remember we adopted as kind of a bit.
Our
Columbus Blue Jackets. We adopted it as kind of a bit. We thought, that's the team we know the least about in professional sports. And we had some fun with it, man. We talked to a couple of their riders and stuff. They sent us some gear. I saw this pop up this morning, and one of their best players, Johnny Gaudreau, is that how you pronounce it? Was killed overnight with his brother. And they were it was the night before their sister's wedding. Their sister is supposed to get married today. And she lost both of her brothers. They were riding their bikes, and they got hit by a driver. And just absolutely devastating news in the world of hockey this morning. And everybody in the YouTube chat is talking about it. Just a horrible, horrible way to start your day, certainly. And just, what do you say? Something like that. What do you say? I mean, I just can't imagine what their family's going through right now. It just gutted me when I saw it.
Obviously, we're not huge hockey followers, but Gaudreau, really good player. Many years with the Calgary Flames, and then last two seasons with the Columbus Blue Jackets. Like a 6-time All-Star, was the top player in college hockey at Boston College. Won the Lady Bing Award, which is the Sportsmanship Nice Guy Award. Seemed like everybody really, really liked him, and just what a devastating. I saw that when I logged on this morning as well. Just,
Lost, he's married. He's got two kids, small children. It was just horrible. I mean, it's just horrible. So, it's, again, I like you said, we're not huge hockey people, but that is such a gnarly story breaking out the world of sports this morning. A lot of fans in the chat too talking about it, and just said, man, it is a tough situation going on right now. It was a drunk driver, by the way, arrested on 2 counts. So, I mean, look, there's a lot of lives that have been ruined today. If that's some, use that as a cautionary tale, I guess. It's just so sad, man. 31 years old, and he and his brother passed away. So, shout out, Paulie, I guess. No.
Shout out to his family.
There you go.
Ouch.
Shout out to his family.
Double.
There was two.
Yeah, that sucks, man.
All right, a little tougher to get our heads right.
It's
like
very
said,
much
to start a day like that. And then, of course, it wasn't all that fun of a baseball game yesterday, obviously, in St. Louis.
Oh, that was so long ago. We don't even have to talk about it.
Yeah, it is. If you're going to lose one, you lose in the morning. Yeah. So that, it eases the sting a little bit, certainly. I think my 6-year-old summed it up fairly well. We won two, they won two, and that's not bad, is what he said. We each won two, and that's not bad. And I said, you might be a genius, the little Socrates. And I just said, all right, yeah, we won two. They won two. It's not bad.
Yeah, ultimately, it doesn't matter if you go win, win, loss, 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 win, loss, right. Win, loss, loss, win. You win the last one, you tend to feel better about it. But ultimately, it's a four-game split no matter how you win or lose. You feel like it's a missed opportunity with pitchers like Dylan Cease and Joe Musgrove and Michael King the last 2 days, where you feel like, oh, you definitely could have taken three, maybe even four in that series. But, you know, we'll talk about it. I'll say it right out. I didn't want to tweet it out, you know, like put it out in the universe yesterday. But and I think I've watched enough Padres baseball every single game this year to know this is a tired,
gassed
ball club.
No,
and that's not
question.
They'll never admit it.
They did, actually. Jerkson
said it.
He said, I'm tired.
Mike Shildt won't, which is fine. You know, you don't ever want to like show weakness necessarily, but it's a brutal stretch, a brutal road trip, a brutal series in the heat. And I get it. Yes, St. Louis is also playing in that same heat, but they're all not playing 18 games in 18 days. They're not on the road. And they looked a little tired to me yesterday. Maybe for one of the first time all year. They looked tired.
It's the epitome of the dog days.
Yeah. I thought they still put together some good at-bats. You know, they hit some atom balls and didn't get much luck in terms of, you know, they only struck out three times. So their BABIP was insanely bad yesterday, or at least three times against Sonny Gray. But we'll talk about the game. But I think they're tired. Hopefully, you know, it was a good flight. Just sleep on the plane a little bit. Get to your hotel in Tampa. You get to sleep in today. You don't have a game until this evening. I mean, it's not an off day, but at least it's 24-plus hours between games, the end of the last game and the start of the next one. That's something for this team to try to regroup with and come back and, you know, do what you can this series. You know, my expectations aren't they're going to roll into Tampa and just sweep by the Rays and come home victorious champions. This is going to be a tough series in Tampa at the end of a tough stretch of 18-18.
Yeah, very, very tough stretch for the boys. I was reading A.J. Cassavell's piece that came out after the game yesterday. Angry August is what Michael King called it. Manny said, this is the definition of dog days. And there is something, and we'll talk to Schulte later at 9, there is something in a baseball player. I want to ask him about it. I'm trying to figure out the best way to ask him. But when the calendar turns, and the calendar will turn this weekend to September, there's a thing. It's like visceral in these guys. August comes and they're like, oh boy, if we can just weather August. And they've done way better than weathering August. They've kicked some serious ass in August. They have. And so I think, you know, mission accomplished there. Let's see how it goes in Tampa. But yeah, man, that's from the player's mouth. That's not the flagship morning show host making excuses for these guys. They all said it. Like, August sucks. It's a terrible, terrible month in for every team in baseball, seemingly. So definitely a grindy series in St. Louis, and looking forward to getting after it in Tampa. And they're going to have their work cut out for them, Ben. But you were talking about sleep, you know, sleeping on the plane. This, I think I have figured out the best way to get a really good night's rest, like your old pal Woods did last night.
Really?
Oh, phenomenal. Slept for about 45 minutes.
Good 45 minutes?
Good, solid 45 minutes. When you lay down in bed, I want you to think about every bad thing you've ever done. Then think about every bad thing that potentially could happen. And then think about all of your loved ones if something bad happened to them. That's exactly what the old noggin was rolling through last night at about 9:30 as I laid down in bed.
And that led to a good night's sleep.
Did you not hear me say I slept for 45 minutes? I slept for 45 minutes.
It was a good 45 minutes. 45 minutes.
45 minutes. I woke up this morning and I was punch drunk. I mean, I woke up and was like, I didn't know where I was. It was the worst night's sleep I think a human being has ever had, unless they were on crystal meth or something. Like, I had such a horrific, horrific, horrific evening. And I could not shut it off. I couldn't stop thinking about bad things. I couldn't breathe through it. I thought I was having a heart attack at one point. And I was like, man, this is...
So like an anxiety attack almost, but while you're trying to sleep.
You know, I've had panic attacks before where it feels like my chest is caving in and my ears get clogged. That's when I have one. And I didn't have that. But I did. I was filled with anxiety, no question. And I just was laying there going... trying to breathe through it, finally passed out at like, I mean, really at like one, you know, one or two, and then woke up and was just like, this is brutal. This is absolutely brutal. Yeah, Elisa said, that's like the parent of a newborn sleep. That's what it reminded me of is those days. But those days, I had a dude screaming bloody murder at all times. And so, but last night it was just, I was thinking about my wife, my kids, my parents, my loved ones. You know, I thought about all the bad stuff I've ever done. It all came rush, and I'm like, why is this happening right now? So that was not a good way to sleep.
You're a good person. Good things deserve to come your way.
Are you sure?
Are you
positive?
Just take a deep breath. It's fine.
Because I don't think so.
No, it's fine.
So I was laying there last night.
You definitely, whatever you were before, you're a good person now. I'm confident that I have seen it up close and good. You're a good dad.
Oh.
Mostly a good husband, it seems like.
You asked
not all the time, but most of the time.
Her, I try. At least I try. I do try.
Doesn't certainly mean bad things won't happen. They will, because, you know, life happens, like what we just talked about this morning.
Terrible, man.
But whatever, you have a community that will support you.
Thank you, guys.
Something happened to you, we'd all be there for Hannah and your boys. It'll be okay.
One of my boys. It's fine. Yeah. You'd be there for both boys, man. We'd be there for one boy. It's totally fine. We had our member stream last night, and both boys made an appearance last night. And everybody in the chat was like, oh, no, look, it's Taylor.
Woods leaning into Taylor and going, see, there's Ben. He doesn't like you.
He doesn't like you, Taylor.
Taylor told me to eat S.
Eat S. It was a fun one, man. It was a really, really fun one. But, oh, man. Eric says, I'm having an existential crisis. Yeah, it wasn't that. I'm very happy with my place and life and the world and everything else and very grateful, full of gratitude. It was just one of those things where it was like a snowball. You think about one thing, I'm like, man, I can't believe I did that. And then you're like, ooh, you also did that, and then that, and then that. And what if something happens to Bo? What if something happens to Taylor? What if something happens to Hannah? And it just, my parents, you know, both my parents, they're listening right now. They're driving to Austin to see my brother. I mean, both my parents are going through it a little bit, you know, health-wise. So I was a wreck. I woke up this morning, I looked at Hannah, I go, today's going to be an S show. I mean, on the air, it's going to be an S show. So we'll see what happens. We'll do our very best. But it did, you know, listen, you have a night like that. You read about that story this morning. Certainly puts into perspective a little bit a baseball game, right? It really puts into perspective a baseball game. And I think that's a good place to start here on a Friday.
Yeah, good perspective. And, you know, just remember to appreciate the good moments as they come. Don't take anything for granted, because we are not guaranteed a tomorrow. So enjoy today, and but also, you know, plan for tomorrow, because you'll probably be here.
Yeah, that's exactly.
It's like people always say, well, you better live for today because you're not guaranteed a tomorrow. You kind of do have to plan for tomorrow a little bit.
If I really lived every day like it was my last day on Earth, nobody would want to see that.
Pretty soon it would be.
Is that a good bit? Live each day. We'll do it for 5 days straight, all of us. It's just an orgiastic. We're eating. There's people in here feeding us grapes and pouring wine all over us. You can't do it.
You kind of do have to plan for tomorrow.
You physically and mentally cannot live each day like it's your last day on Earth. You can't do it. You can't do it.
Just a final meal every single day.
What is Ben? He's just at the golf course from sunup to sundown eating fine food.
No, you got to go fancy restaurants.
Fancy restaurant.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can have them DoorDash it to you. Just golf, golf, golf. If they tell you, Ben, you got one day left. And, you know, take the family stuff out of it. Your pleasure. So what would you do? Big meal and golf, right?
Probably, yeah.
Only I can say mine on the air. So, yeah. Paulie, what about you?
I'm probably leaning towards more you than
more mine than Ben. I'm not going to be on the golf course.
Probably not golfing on my last day.
No.
Oh, man. Go out there and shoot a 101.
That's a good... on your last... Just
super angry at myself.
Who wants to be frustrated with golf on their last day?
And exercise, like walking around.
Chunking putts, chunking chips and missing putts on your last day on the planet? I don't think so, dude.
Good point.
Think, though, maybe next year...
Just four putting.
On your last day on the planet.
Snapping clubs, tossing them.
I think next year for Ben and Wood's summer vacation, we go, all right, we're going to live each day like it's our last. Tune in. going to be nuts. Going to be nuts.
All right, it's a Fryer Friday. We will set the menu for the program when we come back and get things started after a little bit of a rough start today. But we're glad everyone's with us. Good to see all the Tier 1s. Good to see Welsh Fryer here in San Diego.
Yeah, look at that.
Congratulations. He made it last night into the member stream and now here and getting ready for his Petco Park experience when the Padres come home after this weekend. That'll be a lot of fun. We will talk about it all coming up. First, Kelly's got traffic, and then we'll be back with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
DJ, roll to every Padres in Tampa Bay tonight, opener of a 3-game series, the end of the stretch. Well, technically Monday is the end of the 18-game and 18-day stretch. Labor Day at home, and then they get Tuesday off.
Yeah, they do. They play who?
Detroit.
Detroit, one game,
yeah,
and then they're off Tuesday. Oh, man, that is a rough one. That is a really, really rough one. Gnarly. So you've got 4 games left.
I think you'll have the emotion of getting back home. Big crowd probably carries you through that day. And then you crash.
Cross-country flight,
Monday
though.
Night, because it's a day game on, or a kind of an afternoon game on Monday.
Cross-country flight,
yeah,
on Sunday. Then you're right back at it Monday afternoon.
But you're home.
You're
and
home.
You got the fans to carry you through for one day.
Yeah.
And then you get home Monday night after the game. You just crash through Tuesday, and then you show up again Wednesday ready to go for the final month of the season.
Yeah, there's no BP.
No.
Don't even think about it.
You know,
game
one of the things I wanted to kind of ask Mike Shildt about today is how do you manage that? Like, do you talk to your guys and, like, maybe we need to do a little extra rest? Hey, don't work so hard here.
Yeah.
You don't want to grind in the cages, but it might be a better idea. Show up late to the game today. No early BP or anything like that. How he's going to handle this weekend after what was undoubtedly a grueling 4-game series in St. Louis. We'll talk about the game and the series coming up in our Padres wrap-up in our next segment. I don't think there's a lot to necessarily dissect from yesterday's game, you know, strategic decisions and what have you. It was simply
literally the only thing I saw that I questioned, other than, you know, the lack of offense, was why was, and it didn't, I don't even think it really matters, but literally the only thing I saw is I go, oh, that's weird. Bryce Johnson wasn't playing right field. Peralta, literally, you watched him run out of gas in right field. I mean, he ran out of gas, got glove on that ball, and just couldn't squeeze it, man. Just exhausted. Looked like a dude playing looked like a guy in adult league playing the sixth game of a tournament. Just no legs under him whatsoever. That's the only thing I thought. But, you know, I the other one is you know, Mason McCoy instead of Tyler Wade, potentially.
Would he have made that play? They called it an error.
That was an error.
I mean, it was at him, but
Paulie makes that play.
It was a tough play. I mean, it wasn't an easy play.
It was not a tough
hard one hop shot.
No.
Big hop.
I mean,
ate him alive.
Kimmy makes that
play. They did
play.
Call it an error. So.
Yeah, it was an error. Kimmy makes that play,
yeah,
in heels.
Probably.
Yeah. In Gene Simmons' giant heels.
Hassam King
makes that play easily.
So we'll talk about the game coming up. 7 o'clock, Paulie has a little surprise for everyone. Do I tease it now, or do we wait until 7 to reveal what Paulie's been working on?
Let's just say everyone, including Ben, especially Ben, will like the 7 a.m. segment.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's nice to get a little good vibes in here today. Yeah.
That's true. We do need to change the vibes.
So where's the roach, by the way?
About to say that.
We blew this.
Apparently, right, we did not kiss the rally roach yesterday. I thought we did.
We didn't.
But we didn't. So if you want to just blame us for the loss.
It's a shame if they lose.
Then go right ahead. Sorry, buddy. It probably will be the first thing Mike Schilt brings up. Is did you guys not kiss the rally roach? Because he strikes me as someone who will ascribe the successes of his teams to a small plastic roach in a radio studio in San Diego rather than to the hard work and dedication of his own players. But we'll see what he has to say. That'll come up in the second half of the program. Before that, though, 8 o'clock, Jordan Schusterman will join us. Espada's Family Barbecue, our weekly segment brought to you by our friends at Grand Ole Barbecue to talk baseball. We've got more giveaways today. We've been giving away tickets to Kansas all week long in concert at Humphreys by the Bay on September 22nd. You can get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com or win them when you hear this sounder at some point on the program today.
This is going to be Carry On My Wayward Son. There'll be truth when you are gone.
That's all you need to hear is our minor league play-by-play announcer. When you hear that, call 833-288-0973.
Not right now.
833-288-0973. Yes, not right now. That was just a prep so you know what to listen for later in the show. Next time, though, absolutely, you call in. Chance to win. Rival Report and then our manager's report with Mike Schilt at 9 o'clock this morning. Look ahead to the series against the Tampa Bay Rays coming up at 9:35. And then we'll turn things over to Annie and Elston, and that's the menu for our program today. I can't believe we forgot to kiss the rally roach.
I can't either, man. That's not like us, and that's on us. So we'll take full responsibility for it. Okay?
Absolutely.
I like this thread that's going on in our YouTube chat. You can watch us on YouTube. A lot of people do that every morning, and you can participate. But Welsh Fryer, as we mentioned, our buddy Tom, I think he's been to the States before. Am I wrong?
I think that sounds right.
But this is like a big trip because he's going to get to see some baseball games and things like that. Maybe this is his first time. He'll let us know. He's already gotten rooked at the vending machine. He just paid $5. Yeah, he was here long ago. He paid $5 for a Sprite from a vending machine.
A lot of money.
He's our little Welsh Rube. He's just going to get taken advantage of. Welsh, if a girl in L.A. on the side of the road leans into your car, she's not actually looking for an actual date. Okay?
She doesn't like
you. She doesn't like you. All right? You're going to get taken advantage of. Just so you know, Hollywood and Vine.
What if you just did want a date?
Like, what if she actually wanted a date?
Yeah, let's go. We can go to Applebee's
Mel's
and have a nice
Diner.
Dinner.
She's a
and,
sucker for yeah. accents.
Yeah, she loves the accent. Yeah. So listen, well, take it easy out here in America, man. There's a lot of parasites out here, dude. They'll take advantage of a young Welsh boy out making his real first trip as a man. So just be careful as you're out here. Yeah, don't, if you see a sign, as Diesel says, that says massage, be very careful when you walk in. All right, it's not a lesson you want to learn the hard way.
See now,
fire push queen just go get it queen draw boss lantasilio go go go.
I think it's interesting because he's coming from a country where he can legally drink.
Yes.
And now he is in a country where he can no longer. I feel like there should be an exception. If you live somewhere and you're already of legal drinking age,
yes.
You should be able to just carry that right over to where you're visiting because you can't come on vacation. Then all of a sudden you're allowed to do less on vacation
yes.
than you were at home. That doesn't make any sense at all.
That makes less than 0 cents. I can literally go to a pub and have a Guinness with
it's
my
like,
buddies.
He's like, I'm the local drunk back home.
He's out on the 10-day cure over here.
It's like you go to Hawaii, but you can't go to the beach.
Beach allowed.
No beach allowed when you go to Hawaii.
I think actually Hawaiians would favor that rule.
I think if
you put that in front of their government, I think they would stamp that ASAP.
Signs that say no tourists allowed at the beaches. For sure. So
that is fantastic, man. All right. Well, don't get taken advantage of. Yeah. Alex says, women are so nice here. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Just be very careful. Keep your wits, especially in L.A. Oh, man. We'll take advantage of a young Welsh boy.
All right. We'll get to our Padres wrap-up highlights. Quickly get through yesterday's 4-1 loss to the St. Louis Cardinals. Wrap up the series. That is next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. All right, the rally roach has been kissed, so not on us anymore tonight. We are set to go Padres hopefully can bounce back from their second two-game losing streak. Post-All-Star break, this hour on Ben and Woods and all of our baseball coverage presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits. Still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. We'll go through yesterday's game. Got the highlights for you. A little bit.
It'll be a quick one.
Got the highlights for you. Lowlights in our Padres wrap-up right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
It's a shame. It's a shame if they lose.
Oh, a shame indeed.
It's a complete crap.
Oh, I did not like that.
Here are the lowlights from yesterday's game.
Are you kidding me?
Boo.
It's the Padres wrap-up, presented by Hummel Casino. With thrilling slots and tables and all the best rewards, Hummel Casino has all the fun you're looking for. Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
We'll give it 16 minutes of salt and then we'll, you know, get back on the bump and figure it out.
It's not your fault.
Pitch. Baker swings, chops it to shortstop. Charged by Wade. He's got it. Off-balance throw to first is in time, but Burleson comes in to score. An RBI ground out for Luke and Baker, and a 1-0 Cardinal lead. From King is hit in the air deep down the left field line. Profar not going to get there. That's a fair ball. It'll run up against the wall. Arenado comes in to score an unearned run. RBI double, Paul Goldschmidt, and now 2-0 St. Louis. Jackson Merrill leads off, swings to the first pitch, sends it in the air to deep center field. Scott is back. This one going to go onto the grass in the batter's eye for Jackson Merrill. 20th of the year for the rookie, and the Padres are on the board. It's 2-1. 1-1 launched in the air down the left field line. If it's fair, it's gone, and it is. A home run for Mason Lynch. Second hit of the afternoon for the Cardinals shortstop, and they have re-extended the lead. It's now 3-1. Through Herrera, lined into right center, and a base hit. Dubar will come in and score. And the Cardinals have added on 4-1 here in the eighth. 0-1 pitch hit hard at second by Donovan. Long throw to first is in time. And the ball game is over. Another 1-2-3 ninth inning for Ryan Helsley. And the Cardinals earn a split here this afternoon with a 4-1 victory over the Padres.
You know, overall, I just love the way our guys went about this whole series. You know, grit squad on display. You don't have to win to have heart, you know, do a consolation prize. These guys, they bat their tails off, man. These guys posted and gave us everything they had every day. And, you know, tough environment a little bit, no excuses. But, you know, took some good at-bats against Gray. Jackson took a swing on him, had some opportunities, just couldn't cash in.
We got beat by Young Gravy in the St. Louis Cardinals. I thought for sure, once they rolled Young Gravy out there.
Did they get him a pitch hitting appearance at the end of the game? I wasn't sure.
They might as well have. But yeah, they rolled him out there. Dude, poor guy. I mean, he's a rapper, I guess, YouTube, TikToker, whatever. Goes out there to throw out the first pitch. It looked like it was a practice throw. It looked like it was a practice throw before the game. No, this was actually game time. There was like three people in the bleachers.
Did
out
he
there.
Even throw out a first pitch?
He did.
They also had Chris Long throw out the first pitch, too.
Yeah, he did. He did throw out a first pitch. There were 14 people there, man. It was
100 degrees.
It was officially, even though they said like 26,000, which it wasn't, it was, even that was the lowest crowd in the history of New Bush Stadium. They've never had a smaller crowd.
At New Bush.
Bush.
You think Old Bush brought in more people than New Bush?
Apparently.
Which doesn't make a lot of sense.
I don't get it, but...
It's not like the Cardinals are horrible. They're 500.
The 500 team.
They're probably expected to be somewhere around here. This isn't shocking.
Guess what? They played 500 baseball against the San Diego Padres.
And they did.
The Padres
split their last two four-game series against the Mets and the Cardinals, which obviously... They've been playing better than that, but they're also not giving any ground. They're 7-7, 14 games through this stretch of 18 games in 18 days. Yeah, well, you might hope for better.
Yeah.
You also go, that's not a disaster.
You still have a chance. You know, you still have a chance to come home with a winning road trip, which is all you want.
And, 9-9 through that stretch is not the end of the world either, if they can just manage to win two of the next four games. Love it if they could win more, but that's where they stand right now. They continue to be second in the National League wild card race, one game behind the Arizona Diamondbacks, who lost to the Mets 3-2 yesterday. They are two games ahead of the Atlanta Braves, who lost to the Phillies.
better or worse in your brain?
What?
Like,
what?
That the Diamondbacks lost. Like, on one hand, like, it's glass half full, glass half empty. On one hand, you're like, well, we didn't, you know, we lost, and at least they lost as well. Or you see that they lost, and you're like, God, that was a missed opportunity.
There's no difference.
There's really no difference.
If you win and they win, then you just keep pace. If you lose and you lose, then it's the same thing.
Yeah, I and how many games behind the Dodgers are we in the West? Five?
Five now, and the D-backs are four. It's kind of almost out of reach.
You do have some games against them the last week of the year. I feel like you're a playoff team. So great. Let's figure out how to best maximize everybody's health and abilities. You know, I think it's fair to be concerned. There's some talk in the chat, like, scored two runs early and then were shut out for 17 innings or something. Yeah, I think that's absolutely a fair, you know, how many hits yesterday? Three?
Three
knocks yesterday. Yeah, that's tough. This offense has been pretty prolific this season, so that's uncharacteristic.
They got out hit in every game by the Cardinals, even though they won two of them. The Cardinals out hit them, and there really aren't as many, you know, hot guys in the lineup as there were just a couple of weeks ago. Jurickson Profar.
I think they're still attractive guys in the lineup.
Jurickson Profar's cooled off, though, for sure.
Yeah.
Jake continues to be in kind of a moderate slump here in the second half of the season. You're not getting much from the bottom of the order right now.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, think about it, though. Like, Profar's had massive games on this trip. Jake had a massive knock to help you win a ball game the other night. These guys aren't.
No, they're not doing nothing. Yeah. But they're not. You know, they're not hitting at a 300 clip.
No.
So you're not collecting all those hits that you had been. Xander Bogaerts is really scuffling. Yep. He didn't even start yesterday. Had a quick three-pitch strikeout as his only appearance as a pinch hitter in the eighth inning. So if you're looking for, like, actual reasons for concern, a cooled-off offense is certainly one of them. The other, I would say, is a laboring Michael King.
Yeah.
He wasn't bad. He didn't give up any earned runs, two unearned runs because of the error by Tyler Wade, but he walked four, threw 103 pitches in four and a third innings.
Yeah.
That's not what they're hoping for, at least from Michael King. And he acknowledged it after the game, said, just wasn't efficient, needed to get more quick outs. It wasn't what I, you know, looking for personally in a start. He wasn't horrible. The velocity is still fine.
Yeah.
In fact, it's up a tick. I think I read the spin rate maybe a slight bit down, but Mike Schilt didn't see really any difference from the Michael King who's pitched all year long. He just didn't quite have the command. Just gave up, you know, six hits. Not a disastrous start by any stretch of the imagination. Every game this series, the Padres gave up, I think, what, 4, 4, 4, and 5. So really, when they scored 7, they won the first two. When they didn't score the last two games, they lost. But the pitching was pretty consistent throughout the whole series.
Yeah, Lisa just stole my line. She said, never eating corn again. Me neither, in solidarity of our San Diego Padres. I will never eat corn again. When you look at the schedule and you go, oh, yeah, 4 in St. Louis at the end of August, who doesn't sign up for a split there? Everybody does. Everybody takes it. And again, you went up against Sonny Gray, who's no slouch by any stretch.
He was sharp yesterday.
He was really sharp. So I just don't care. Like, it doesn't bother me really in the slightest. Now, you got a tall order this weekend in Tampa Bay in that you're going to be facing three really good arms. But, you know, we've handled guys like that before. So it should be a good challenge.
They've also traded away some of their good bullpen pieces.
They have.
We've got one of them.
Yeah, we do.
Their lineup is not, you know, that fearsome all the way through because of, you know, the way they don't spend money and the way they do trade away. So, yeah, I mean, this is a doable series. You're inside, I'm sure, even though it's the weirdest kind of unusual stadium in baseball and you don't play indoors much, I don't think anyone's going to mind going inside to some air conditioning for the next 3 days as opposed to playing out in the heat and humidity of St. Louis. So you've got that to look forward to over the next 3 days.
Yeah, win the Rays series, come home, and start your series against the Tigers. I guess we'll miss Scooble.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think we're going to miss Scooble, so that's always a good thing.
Especially with a day off in the middle of the series.
Yeah, like and like you said, that's what I saw yesterday on Twitter. I need to go back and double check. Apparently Twitter is not 100% infallible, Ben. So I did see that we were going to miss Scooble, but hopefully that's the case. Yeah, man, it's it's let's turn the calendar here and get through this series and get on home, and that's it. That's it. It's not that big a deal. You split a series.
He's pitching Saturday.
He is pitching Saturday. Good. Yeah, so we'll miss him. Yeah, good. He's really good.
Technically, if they wanted to bring him back on Thursday, they could.
They could.
But they would be skipping someone's turn in the rotation if they did that. And they're not totally out of it. They've got like a 5% chance to make the playoffs still. But that's still one series in advance. You got to finish out this this road trip with Tampa Bay. Again, the Dodgers did win last night 6-3 over the Baltimore Orioles. They have taken 2 out of 3. They're really not showing any signs of giving ground at this point.
No, they look good.
And you've got, so this weekend, you've got the 4 games between the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks, which means there are 4 losses in that series. How will they be distributed? We'll find out. But if the Padres can win, you know, the next 3 of the next 4, they will make up ground likely on both teams, at least on one of the 2 teams. Mathematically, that is true. But it's also impossible to really gain a bunch of ground on both teams when they're playing each other. And when you're behind both teams, it just means you're going to be 4 games closer to the end of the season and really not much closer. I guess if you wanted to win the division, you're cheering for the Diamondbacks to sweep the Dodgers and the Padres to sweep the Rays. So you'll stay a game behind Arizona and you'd pick up 3 or 4 games on the standings on the Dodgers.
Yes.
But what are the odds that that's going to happen? That's a long shot scenario. You know, the other way, if the Dodgers take 3 out of 4, maybe you pass the Diamondbacks, you get the wild card lead, but you're still probably 4, 5, 6 games behind the Dodgers at that point in the season. And at that point, there really is not enough time, barring a collapse by the Dodgers, which doesn't look like it's happening.
And you can't bet on that. You know, to come back and
win the division.
Again, just handle your business. Handle your business. Manage the health of your players. Have guys fresh. All of that. I mean, it's a big month for that. I would ask Mike today, if I don't think he'll answer the question, is like, how do you reconcile that? How do you handle, like, I'm going to need to get pro a couple days off. And they have days off built in, but there's guys in the bullpen that could really use some extra rest. There's guys you want to go into the playoffs. And what's our percentage this morning? 94, 96%, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you want to go into the playoffs, Benny, firing on all cylinders. Guys are fresh. They're ready to go. You do get the sense from hearing from the players that the minute this thing turns over to September, it's go time. And I think a lot of the teams that are in the races right now, I think they all feel the same way. So going to be good, going to be fun. Let's keep the faith a little bit. Flush, you know. It's a split. We didn't get swept. We split a series. So not that big a deal.
So 94.8%.
94.8.
So and that is basically the chances of the Mets catching the Padres. Because they're the only team that really is within striking distance. So and Kevin Acey kind of broke it down for the Padres the rest of the way. For instance, if the Padres go 500, which they just played 500 the last 8 days, and we were pretty disappointed with it. But let's say they continue this disappointing trend of 500 baseball all the way to the end of the season. They go 13-13 the rest of the way. The Mets would need to go 19-9, which is a really, really good clip to catch a 500 Padres team. I mean, even if the Padres went 11-15, the Mets would still need to go 17-11. They need to win basically every series going forward, even if the Padres play bad baseball the rest of the way.
You're doing it again.
What?
You're doing it again.
Math?
Yes.
This is Kevin Acey's math. I'm just reading it this time.
He's doing it again.
So, again, I'm just trying to illustrate that the Padres
are
in a good position.
Yes. Thank you to a good July, a great second half. Everybody's fine. Will, you're going full Will Hunting on us this morning.
Got some tough games left. You've got the Astros. Obviously, the Dodgers and Diamondbacks at the end are playing well. But you also have the White Sox still for 3. You know, hopefully you can manage to win, you know, a couple of those, later in the season. So, you know, the Padres remain in good position. Would it have been nice to take 3 out of 4? Of course, it would have been really nice to win that series. But again, I thought they looked tired. It's not a...
Absolutely, yes.
Doesn't mean that, they should have done more conditioning in spring training. No, it's not what I'm saying. I'm saying they've played 136 games this season, and they are in a huge stretch where there's no days off, and they're playing in some of the most oppressive heat and humidity in America right now, or were the last 4 days. You're not going to look your absolute best in that scenario.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's such a valid point that you make. And again, I mean, this is not us being homers. This is from their mouths. They're gassed, and that's fine. But you got to figure out how to dial it up against Tampa Bay, Benny, and win a couple of these games, because this is a good challenge, because the guys that you're facing, they're playoff caliber starters in Pepio, Shane Baz, those guys. Taj Bradley's been really good. Like, these are three nasty pitchers you're going to face. So it's not the recipe for a struggling offense. But if there's one thing this team has been able to do, it's put balls in play against guys like that all year.
Right. And, you know, they just kind of have to be themselves.
Yeah.
You
just know? Don't change a thing.
And I don't think they got away from being themselves in this series. They didn't strike out a ton. They weren't making great contact against Sonny Gray, and you know, he's a good pitcher.
Yep.
But they gave up a lot of ground ball singles the whole series too. They balls for the Cardinals found some holes that the Padres hits did not. That is going to happen in a baseball season. That's why no one wins every game.
Yeah.
No matter how good your team is. 100%. You can't possibly keep up the clip that the Padres were on post All-Star break for the rest of the season. You just can't. Congratulations to Jackson Merrill for continuing to solidify his Rookie of the Year favorite status with his 20th home run of the season. 20.
20.
That wasn't even in my wildest dreams. I really did.
Six was my number. I will say this, though. Benny, I'm going to give you a lot of credit, because I think Paulie and I mocked you mercilessly when they called him up. Probably. And were they, you're like, he could win the Rookie of the Year. I'm like, settle down. There's no way. Like, he's learning a new position, just got to the big leagues. I mean, he's good, but nobody thought this kid was going to be that good. You know, except for the Padres scouts and stuff that really believed in him. But 20 bombs, man. That's something special. Congratulations to him.
I mean, what an upgrade.
The only bright spot, really.
And a whole month left of the season. Yeah, the Padres rookie record's 26. Hunter Renfroe, that's certainly within range for Jackson Merrill this season. Sky's the limit for this kid. It's pretty amazing. All right, we'll come back. We'll play a little take on Woods. And Paulie has been working on something that I'm going to like. Or you're going to like. Next on The Fan.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.